California law that puts requirements on pregnancy centers is under scrutiny in the Supreme Court this week. Capital Public Radio's health reporter, Sammy Kayola, has this report.
Since the Reproductive Fact Act took effect in 2016, anti-abortion groups have made several attempts to get it taken off the books. Now the Supreme Court will hear a First Amendment complaint against it. The law requires all pregnancy care facilities to inform patients about free or affordable prenatal and abortion services. They have to hang a poster in the waiting area, listing the number for county social services. Pro-life pregnancy centers say the rule forces them to promote something they don't believe in. The National Institute of Family and Life Advocates filed the Supreme Court challenge. They weren't available, but their founder Thomas Glessner said in a statement that, quote, California's threat to pro-life pregnancy care centers and medical clinics counts among the most flagrant violations of constitutional, religious, and free speech rights in the nation, end quote. Amy Everett is the state director of Neural Pro-Choice California, which sponsored the bill. She says it doesn't stop anti-abortion clinics from expressing their beliefs.
They're still going to be able to lie to women and deceive them and tell them not to access abortion care and lie to them. That is their First Amendment right. But the FACT Act is one step towards protecting women and getting them the care that they are actually seeking.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra has vowed to stand up for the law in court. The pending case will go to conference next week, after which both sides can file a brief. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Kayola.